This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some top U.S. health officials, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, testifying at a Senate hearing on the deadly coronavirus outbreak. Opening the hearing in a remote video conference, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander said,
"This hearing is about how we improve our response to this virus and the next pandemic, which we know is coming. What can we learn from this one to be ready for the next one?"
The Justice Department still considering whether to investigate the killing of a black jogger in Georgia. Federal investigators have been asked to review the handling of the Ahmaud Arbery shooting case and look into whether hate crime charges should be filed. A father and son already facing murder charges for allegedly stopping Arbery with guns drawn in a confrontation that ended with Arbery being fatally shot in February. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Authorities say two newborns were among more than a dozen people killed when ISIS gunmen stormed an Afghan hospital in Kabul today. At least three of the attackers were killed as Afghan special forces took back control of the facility, but not before at least 13 people died and another 15 were wounded. Witnesses say the attackers entered the hospital wearing police uniforms. ISIS has since claimed responsibility for the attack. The woman accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her wants him out of the presidential race, and the former vice president appeared on Good Morning America today and was pressed on the subject by ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
Women should be believed. They should have an opportunity to have their case and state it forthrightly, what their case is. Then it's the responsibility of responsible journalists like you and everyone else to go out and investigate those.
Biden then again saying what Tara Reid alleges never happened. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court now considering whether President Trump has to turn over his tax records. The first case involving Democratic-led committees in Congress seeking financial records as they want to investigate whether President Trump was not telling the truth before he was president about his financial situation. Speaking during oral arguments this morning, President Trump's lawyer, Patrick Strawbridge, called the subpoenas unprecedented. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg mentioning that President Trump refused to turn over his tax returns, unlike other presidents. The justices are hearing the arguments via teleconference as a way to keep themselves and others from getting the coronavirus. A massive solar energy project near Las Vegas has been given the go-ahead from the federal government. The Interior Department yesterday approved the 690-megawatt Gemini Solar Project, which will be the world's eighth-largest solar power facility. Gemini is expected to generate electricity for 260,000 homes and businesses. The 7,000-acre complex 30 miles northeast of Las Vegas is scheduled to begin producing energy early next year, with final completion expected as soon as early early 2022. And Hamilton fans can rejoice. Disney's releasing its recording of the hit Broadway musical this summer, 1 year earlier than planned. Hamilton will be out exclusively on Disney Plus starting on the 3rd of July. We're online all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? And the VA, along with Prevents, is calling for you to help inspire a national challenge. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Post a photograph or video on your social media channels of what you are doing to take care of yours and your fellow veterans' emotional well-being. Show us what works for you. It might be yoga, painting, running, singing, video chatting with loved ones, walking your dog, baking cookies, movie time with your family. One size does not fit all, but we all need to practice things that helps maintain good mental health during this challenging time. Be creative, serious, funny, or touching. Hashtag more than ever before and challenge your friends, colleagues, and family members to join the challenge. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is what the show is all about. Is really, we're honored to have expert guests come on the show and get you deeper than the 8-second sound bites to break down the issues in such a way so that you're all the better for the result of, having these experts and all the work that goes behind it all. You know, a lot has been said about the pain that everyday Americans, over 30 million Americans find themselves out of a job, the pressure that is upon them, unless you are right there having, and I think all of us, if you live long enough, you're going to go through some portion and some experience like that, a loss of a job. Of course, this is especially frustrating because it's of no fault of their own. It is the predicament that all of us are facing, some even more dire than others. The result is what they took for granted, being able to pay their bills every month is now all in question, rent payments, mortgage payments, and on and on. Well, a new report from Pew Charitable Trusts on how to better protect consumers sued by debt collectors, especially during COVID-19, is the order of the day. And Erica Rickard, from the project director of Pew's Civil Legal System Modernization Group, joins us now. Erica, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, as I laid out, there's a lot of pain here in River City. People, through no fault of their own, are missing payments. And, boy, the stress of that is tough enough. But then you've got the knock on the door or an incessant number of phone calls haunting you to pay up with something that you don't have.
That's right. And what comes after those phone calls is court papers. What we were looking at was the kinds of debt collection cases that are coming into our state courts. And the research that we've been conducting found that even before the pandemic, debt collection lawsuits had become the single most common type of civil court case.
Was this because just the natural flow of things, or was this in anticipation that some of these debt collection agencies saw, okay, they needed to redefine the parameters, though in some cases there were some very charitable organizations said, look, we're going to extend, due payments on rent and car payments and that sort of thing, but that was not across the board.
That's right. So what we've been observing is that this has happened year over year. So for the past 20 or so years, debt collection cases have been on the rise. And while they've been on the rise, it's been kind of flying under the radar for state leaders. So debt collection cases went from around 1.5 million cases a year in the state courts in the 1990s to around 1 in 4 cases, which is 4 million cases in a year.
Wow, that's incredible. So it wasn't just COVID-19. This has just been something that's been growing up over the decades.
That's right. This happens in times of good economy and times of bad economy.
So how is this affecting the consumer?
result of a debt collection case really has significant consequences for consumers. So in addition to being sued for that original debt, you also get court costs and attorney fees and interest that can double the amount of the original debt. And in addition to that that cost, it also ends up being able to trail you for years. So what happens as a result of a court order is your wages can get garnished. We've talked to business owners and employers who have to process those payroll garnishments, and your assets can get frozen as part of a court order.
Well, break it down for us. I mean, we're not talking people necessarily. I mean, of course, now with COVID-19, the effects are clear and reasonable in as much as that, look, this was through no fault of their own, as I said earlier. Now they're faced with this situation. But leading up to this, you know, it's not like everybody's, you know, fat with cash here and they're just being totally irresponsible in, you know, taking care of their responsibilities. You know, what has been going on in our country that we have such an increase in these debt collection cases, and how this, I'll tell you, this really just compounds the problem and really puts people behind the eight ball. I mean, it's bad enough that, you know, okay, you get a judgment, but then you get, you know, here you are trying to survive, and now you get your wages garnished and all kinds of other issues. And, of course, court costs. Oh, yeah, we got to have court costs involved, too, right? Because everybody's going to get their pound of flesh.
Right. And these are cases that kind of run the gamut from credit card debt, but also medical bills, private student loan debt. So these affect a whole host of different kinds of populations. And even in 2019, we saw that about a third of Americans with a credit history had a debt that was in collection. So that spans across the country, and some portion of those cases are coming into our court system.
You mentioned, you know, credit card debt, medical, tuition, that sort of thing. What was the actual breakdown? Do you have that information?
That I would love to be able to give you that, but unfortunately, what that speaks to is this lack of data. The fact that these cases have been kind of under the radar, underappreciated, is in part because of a lack of data. So we know that about 38 states do not report on their debt collection caseloads at all, let alone breaking them down about the kinds of debts that are being brought.
Erica, like anything, and we've said this many times on this show, in any kind of crisis, sometimes if we can breathe for just a moment and think about the opportunity. Is there opportunity in the midst of something that we would look at as being so debilitating and so problematic? What opportunity do you see in the midst of this, you know, COVID-19 debt collection problem that we're dealing with?
Well, this is a moment that state leaders are really starting to take stock of the fact that debt collection cases have been a problem and are going to be a problem in the future. So this is really a critical moment, critical opportunity for states to take action. And those actions can be as simple as making sure that all parties know about the fact that they've been sued, know the procedural information about what happens in a court case, and that all parties actually have an opportunity to be heard and to receive a ruling based on the facts of the case.
Can there be some sort of mediation court process that doesn't, you know, take up a lot of time and a lot of the court's resources, and also could, you know, save some money along the way to where people aren't getting pulverized with, you know, again, added debt? I mean, it's like you're going in because of debt, and then you go and deal with the court, and then we're going to add more debt on top of the debt that you owe. I mean, somehow this just seems incongruous.
Yeah, and a few states have actually started to try things like adding mediation as a part of these cases, or even moving these cases online so that you can negotiate this case online. Mm-hmm. And once people are actually informed about the case, they can start to use different tools at their disposal. But the fact of the matter is, a majority of people aren't responding to these lawsuits at all.
Right.
And what we need to see is more participation on all sides.
Exactly. Well, and of course, people will do that which they get rewarded for. So the court probably looks at it in some sense as lost income, right?
That's interesting. I think it really depends on the state where whether the income is coming from just one filing or from both sides.
Mm-hmm. Well, our conversation will continue with Erica Rickard. We're talking about, consumer debt, and certainly with COVID-19 in play now, what's that going to look like? It's going to only increase. More from Erica after this. Stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us as we commit ourselves to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. No 8-second sound bites here. I mean, what can you get out of 8 seconds, huh? I guess if you're already preformed for an opinion, maybe some reinforcement. But to really know that you know, we need to go deep into the issues like we're doing right now with Erica Rickard. A new report from the Pew Charitable Trust finds that even before the COVID-19 pandemic caused millions of Americans to lose their jobs, 8 in 10 people, imagine 8 in 10 people, sued by a debt collection agency, ended up losing their case to a debt collector. Cases involving businesses with an attorney suing consumers who often have no legal representation increasingly dominate state civil courts. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to shutter businesses and disrupt the national economy, experts expect the number of people facing burdensome debt default and collections to grow dramatically. It only makes sense, right? Well, with us, as I mentioned, Erica Rickard, and she's breaking it down for us. She is the project director of Pew's Civil Legal System Modernization Group. Erica, are you with us?
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Okay, good, good. I know we're a little bit of delay here because of the connection, so I appreciate you being patient as we try to hold the communication and get this information to our audience. A little background on you. How did you get involved with, with this Pew Civil Legal System Modernization Group?
Well, I had worked in the court system in Massachusetts and worked as a researcher at Harvard's Access to Justice Lab for a few years, but I've been with Pew for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, in terms of a particular interest, I mean, you know, you've got 2 years of knowledge and experience now. I imagine you started with a certain level of understanding, and in 2 years, that understanding, I'm sure, has grown exponentially.
Absolutely. And what we've been focusing on is the court system overall. And one of the things that is really telling about debt collection lawsuits is what they can tell us about how state and local courts actually operate. So the 8 in 10 number that you referenced earlier, we've seen that more than 70% of the time in these cases, the reason why the debt collector wins is not based on the facts of the case, but simply because the consumer is not responding. So we're seeing basically an automatic judgment in favor of the debt collector. And that's something that we can learn about how courts are working more broadly. Like, are people participating in their court hearings, in their court cases? And if not, what can we do about it?
Well, and as you stated, it doesn't seem like much of a fair fight. You're going to go into court. You're not represented. The debt collector has an attorney. I mean, the odds are stacked against you. Are they not just going into it? Because, and I think partially, too, the consumer realizes, okay, look, I owe the debt. I'm guilty. What can I do? And, you know, because of, you know, shame or whatever else is associated with that debt and, you know, and maybe, a bigger story perhaps, possibly in play here that is not explained to the, to the person that's holding the debt or to the company, much less the attorney. And the attorney is there to, you know, make sure you pay up and they get judgment because that's what they're measured on, right?
Right. And there are a number of different reasons why people might not respond. As you were describing, there might be reluctance to participate because of shame or because of not really being sure how to proceed. But one of the things that we've discovered is that actually in some cases, consumers didn't even know that they were sued in the first place. So either they didn't receive the court papers or they received the court papers, but they didn't recognize the name of the company that was suing them, so they didn't take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those cases can still result in a default judgment, in a win for the debt collector because the consumer's not there.
Exactly, because it's just, I mean, it's interesting, you know, that it's assumed that just because somebody sent them an email or, a mail, a piece of mail through the postal service that somehow they've received it. There's not necessarily, how often do people get a certified letter, you know, from these collection agencies?
Right, that's a great question. How often do people actually get the paper, whether it's in first class mail or certified mail, is a really open question. And one of the concerning aspects of these cases is that if only the debt collector is in the room, it's not. There is not a review to make sure that the right person was sued for the right amount, and in some states, whether they actually received the paperwork or whether the case was filed in a timely manner.
Are you seeing this overall as an injustice, or as I put it earlier, a not so level playing field? How do you see it?
Well, I think what's concerning to me is thinking about what this means for how our court operates in general. So if we expect two sides to be in the room and for a neutral judge or jury to be able to make a decision, we have to see whether that's actually playing out on the ground. And in these cases, we only have one side participating, and they still receive the full weight of that court judgment to be able to follow up with these kind of post-judgment actions like garnishing wages and things. And those government enforcement of the private debt collection assumes that there was that the case had the right decision at the outset. And what's troubling here is that we don't have policies in place to make sure that a ruling is being made based on the facts of the case.
Mm-hmm. And you don't even know how many people didn't even receive notification, right? We don't even have those numbers.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's pretty crazy. So what steps can states take to improve the handling of debt collection cases? That's assuming that they even care about this.
Right. The first step here is to actually get a handle on the number of these cases. So for those states that don't yet track and report on their debt collection cases, now's the time. It's time to start looking at these debt collection cases and then to review the state policies to make sure that they're actually having their intended impact. And then the last thing that we're recommending is that courts think about today's court user. So if a majority of cases in debt collection and in other civil cases don't have a lawyer, if a majority of the time at least one side doesn't have a lawyer, then what we need to do is think about how our processes are making sense for people to be able to navigate with or without a lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, this is huge. I mean, you know, debt collection agencies, they love the idea that they go in and they're, you know, fully armed. They've got history. They've got all the paperwork there, payments that were made, payments not made, and backed by legal representation. And here's the lowly consumer without legal representation, and they're toast.
And the kinds of solutions here, once you understand what's actually happening, can really vary. You know, the different states might have different policy preferences here, but the actions that they can take can be as simple as making sure that both sides know about the case, that they understand what's going to happen next, and that they have an opportunity to be heard and have a ruling that's based on the facts of the case.
And maybe even resolve it before it gets in front of a judge, right?
Absolutely. What we've seen is that in cases where consumers did know about the case and did have a lawyer to represent them, they were more likely to either win the case outright or come to a settlement with the other side that both sides could agree to.
Do we have any idea what that, in terms of percentage, what is represented with consumers who are represented by counsel?
In the courts that we've looked at, fewer than 10% of consumers are represented by lawyers.
Wow. No, that's incredible. So what should debtors know if they're being sued by companies that they owe money to?
So our research focused mostly on what states can be doing. But for consumers, it's really important to take a look at the paperwork that you receive and to take some sort of affirmative steps. So one step that folks can take is to go to the Federal Trade Commission's website. There's consumer.ftc.gov is a website that explains debtors' rights and responsibilities and creditors' rights and responsibilities.
Exactly. Well, how about the states? What states have made policy changes so far?
We've seen about a dozen states that have made some policy changes in the past few years. Unfortunately, without data, we can't tell which policies are the most effective.
Unbelievable. Wow. What can you do to get down to this? Or is it just kind of covered and you're kind of straight-armed because of privacy issues? Or what's the problem? Why can't we get the information?
Well, I think it's largely driven by the fact that courts manage what comes through their doors. But what we're looking for now is for courts to be able to share more with us and be more transparent about what actually happens in court cases. So states have started to track and report on all kinds of cases, and what we're hoping is that more states will start to report on debt collection cases in particular.
Well, the new report, How Debt Collectors Are Transforming the Business of State Courts. Erica Rickard has been with us. Erica, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some top U.S. health officials, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, testifying at a Senate hearing on the deadly coronavirus outbreak. Opening the hearing in a remote video conference, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander said,
"This hearing is about how we improve our response to this virus and the next pandemic, which we know is coming. What can we learn from this one to be ready for the next one?"
The Justice Department still considering whether to investigate the killing of a black jogger in Georgia. Federal investigators have been asked to review the handling of the Ahmaud Arbery shooting case and look into whether hate crime charges should be filed. A father and son already facing murder charges for allegedly stopping Arbery with guns drawn in a confrontation that ended with Arbery being fatally shot in February. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the COVID-19 crisis has prompted many people to reevaluate the best ways to protect their financial futures, right? Well, whether it's an automobile, homeowners, renters, or life insurance, now is a good time to review your current policies to see how you can save money on premiums and which policies may need to be adjusted. Well, did you know U.S. auto insurers are offering more than $10 billion in COVID-19 related premium relief to drivers? Drivers can reduce costs further by raising their deductible and dropping collision coverage on an older vehicle. And reviewing whether you have the right types and amount of insurance coverage can result in even more savings. Consumers typically overestimate the cost of buying a term life insurance policy as well. With us right now is the Director of Media Relations for III, Scott Holman, joins us. Scott, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having us on your program today. With so much uncertainty in today's world, now is the perfect time to take a step back and make sure you and your family are prepared and protected with the right insurance.
Well, you know, Scott, what I'm hearing across the country is people, you know, hey, they're welcoming a break and they're about ready to get back to work. But during this downtime, this is a great time to do some things that you wouldn't normally do. You wouldn't take the time to, you know, check on your insurance and do some of the stuff that's so important that could save you a lot of money while you're spending some time at home, right?
Well, that's right. You know, and as our lives change, it's important to remember that so do our possessions and our financial commitments. So we really recommend that people take an annual checkup to make sure they have that right fit. And that can save you a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You know, right now, we know that people are looking for ways to save. And so when it comes to auto insurance, you can check with your auto carrier to see if they're offering any discounts. We know a lot of people, a lot of the companies are offering discounts mm-hmm. to help since people aren't driving as many miles during this pandemic. And so that's one way where you might be able to save money. But if you're looking to save with auto insurance, another thing is that if your car is 10 years or older, you should talk to your agent about whether you need to maintain collision coverage, because if you drop collision and go with liability only, you can substantially reduce those premiums.
Exactly. Well, I think it's a bit of good advice here, Scott, that you recommend that we check it annually. But as you say, right now, because of the COVID-19 crisis, insurance companies are offering, you know, special incentives, and they're responding to the market, as you say, just common sense. You're not driving as much, so as a result of reduced driving, you have reduced risk and benefit in terms of some premium savings, right?
That's right. You know, we're really proud of the way the insurance industry is looking out for consumers during this very unusual time. Right now, I think you mentioned it earlier, that auto insurers have offered more than $10 billion, that's billion with a B, in relief to drivers during COVID-19. They've also estimated they've donated an estimated $220 million to help with relief efforts.
Wow, this is...
And if you're a policyholder, they also have offered a delay in premium payments. And if you want to jump in and offer some delivery services, they're including that kind of coverage, delivery coverage for standard policies. So you don't have to pay for a commercial policy if you decide to make some money that way.
Well, that's great. Now, what should consumers be looking for when reviewing their homeowners and renters policies?
Well, there are several things you can do. You know, one of the things that you want to do to help make sure you have that right coverage is to make sure that you have what is called a home inventory. You want to go through and on an annual basis and do this. You know, you might think you know what you own, but if you think about if a tornado hit, or if you had a fire, or if you have damage from a hurricane, would you really be able to remember everything that you own? Mm-hmm. So, you know, right now, a lot more people are staying at home more often than usual, so it's a good time to go through room by room. If you've got kids, get them involved. Give them a smartphone. Go from room to room. Take videos. Take pictures of things that you have. Many insurance companies have apps that they offer their customers that make this really easy. But if you don't want to do it that way, you want to go with the paper and pencil route, you can do that. But just make sure that if you do that paper and pen route, that when you get that list together, put it someplace outside of your home, like a safe deposit box.
Right. Yeah, it just makes some common sense here. Scott Holman is with us. He's the director of media relations with III. And we're talking, you know, we're talking car insurance, we're talking auto, homeowners, renter, or life insurance as well, and some good tips all the way around, particularly as you were just saying, in terms of homeowners and renter policies, what we can do. What about the advice that you offer, Scott, for those seeking a cost-effective life insurance policy?
Well, you know, with any kind of insurance, it's always best to shop around to see what kind of coverage and what kind of company best suits your needs. If you've got a young family or people who depend on you financially, you want to make sure you buy enough insurance so that when combined with other sources of income, it will replace the income that you now generate for them, plus offset any other expenses they might incur. There are a couple of different kinds of policies. You may want to look at term life. That's for a very specific amount of time, and it also may get you a lot more money for a limited budget. Mm-hmm. Or there's something known as whole life or permanent coverage, and that follows you for as long as you live, and it also can help save with tax deferred benefits over a period of time. You know, one of the biggest things you can do is to be as healthy as you can. Keep those risks down. Don't smoke. Maintain a healthy weight. Exercise regularly. Insurers look at those kind of things when they're determining your rates. You can go out and look on your own, but if your employer offers life insurance, consider seeing if you can if you need additional coverage from other than what they provide. You may be able to get more at a discounted rate. Just make sure that, again, you shop around and find out what's best for you and your family.
There's lots of offerings out there right now, is there not, Scott?
Oh, there are. And, that annual checkup, we recommend not only you go with your agent, but every few years you might want to check around and see what other companies are offering to do that due diligence. A few years ago, I did that, and I saved like $1,200 just by shopping around. Mm-hmm. So you want to go around and shop around, talk to your friends and family, and find out what kind of experience they've had with their companies. You don't want to buy the cheapest policy. If you have to use it, you want to make sure that you're going to have a great customer service experience. So, when you're shopping around, pay attention to how they're treating you during that process, and get some tips from people who have had experiences, positive and even negative, with companies out there to help determine which route you might want to go.
You mentioned something earlier that I hope that people picked up on, and that is that, and I think we're learning it through this COVID-19, people that are healthier have, an increased peace of mind, through this viral attack that we've been subjected to. And this is what I think we're appreciating, is that, good health matters. And, we need to make good, healthy decisions. And I'm glad you brought that up, because this is important for people to consider. And maybe they're already considering it and thinking, well, maybe I should, this is the year I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to be a little bit more moderate in my lifestyle, maybe lose some weight, make some healthy decisions, right?
That's correct. That's going to have so many benefits other than just for insurance, but making decisions that prevent some sort of disaster or higher cost are going to help all the way around.
Well, Scott, we got to wrap it up. We thank you so much for your time. Scott Holman has been with us. Where can they go for more information, Scott?
Well, the III website has a lot of tools and tips that can help you with most lines of insurance. So please visit us at iii.org. We also encourage you to talk to your agent or company once a year.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Freedom is never free. Are you willing to pay the price? Join us, Bill Martinez.
What do you want to say to those families tonight?
I want to say I love you. I want to say that we're doing everything we can. I also want to say that we're trying to protect people over 60 years old. We're trying so hard. I want to just say to the people that have lost family and have lost love, and the people that have just suffered so badly and just made it, that we love you, we're with you, we're working with you, we're supplying vast amounts of money like never before. We want that money to get to the people, and we want them to get better. And we want them, you can never really come close to replacing when you've lost some. No matter how well we do next year, I think our economy is going to be raging. It's going to be so good. No matter how well, those people can never, ever replace somebody they love. But we're going to have something that they're going to be very proud of. And to the people that have lost someone, there is nobody. I don't sleep at nights thinking about it. There's nobody that's taken it harder than me.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. No 8-second sound bites here. We're serious about pursuing the truth again, as I said, no matter where it leads. With us in this process is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, the one and only Lou Euler. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great. It's wonderful to be with you as usual.
Well, let's update the folks. We've got the unemployment records are, as expected, are going up. We now find ourselves with one out of five Americans that had a job before, Lou, sadly, are without a job right now. We've got to get this country back to work.
Absolutely. And, you know, part of the problem is that the CARES Act, the relief of the pandemic from Washington, was all screwed up. They offered the unemployed not just the normal $400 a week, but an additional $600 or $1,000 a week until July 31st. We've now passed 30 million unemployed. And some restaurateurs around the country, various parts, and others with low-paid workers have been trying to lure them back. Those that are opening, finding it difficult because they're competing with government support that is higher than the wages being offered, and it is just, you know, that plus the paycheck protection to help the small businesses that was hijacked by the skilled lobbyists for the K Street people, the larger companies, demonstrate that government's response to these kinds of problems is screwed up. It seems normal that that happened. And so they want more money, and we say stop. It's
yes.
time that we reactivated the business world, got people back to work, and did this in a sane but cautious manner.
Lou, we're smarter than this. We know better than to reward the wrong behavior. I don't know where that idea came from, but that ought to be put away in the archives of past history, never to be revisited again. In every measure, as we're getting, you know, this country open and back to work, we have got to be focused on those things that promote the livelihood of Americans and promote the health of our economy once again. This, this idea of buying votes, because that's what it comes down to. You're trying to buy votes by using the people's money, and in doing it, it becomes regressive because you're not promoting the right behavior when you are getting in the way of people going back to work. We've had enough history and experience to see what this happens. This is why welfare under the previous regime was so out of hand. We were rewarding people, and we had so many people, you know, participating in welfare and food stamps that it was hurting our country, it was hurting them individually. And this is what the politicians and these policymakers have to see, is that we have to do things and enact policies that enlarge the individual, not enslave them or reduce their significance in the operation of our country.
Now, that's absolutely right. And, you know, Pelosi is a past master at abusing these kinds of problem areas and is back now urging additional funds for the states that, frankly, the blue states that have built pension obligations that are breaking their back, mm-hmm. and now she wants the federal government to bail them out. They're talking about all kinds of additional funding for direct mail-in ballots and the corruption of the voting system in the USA. These are the kinds of things that they're now trying to fund. Fortunately, Mitch McConnell is saying when his team returns to Congress, they're going to look very hard at this, mm-hmm. and it is time to stop any more
yes.
federal stuff. Instead, a payroll tax holiday, as urged by Art Laffer and Steve Moore and Steve Forbes, from now until December 31st, where small business, all businesses, don't have to send in their payroll tax withholding. They keep it and use it. That is much more direct and much more effective than having government back in bailing out the wrong issues.
You see, this is the problem for the Democrats, because the Democrats want credit. They want to be the ones handing out the checks and funneling the money and having control of it. They've never believed in working people. They never believed in businesses being responsible enough to take care of themselves, because look what their governors have done. You know, to your earlier point, they have misappropriated money. They put it in the wrong direction. They bought votes, and now they're upside down, and they're looking for this tragedy of COVID-19 to be a bailout process for them. And even a Democratic senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, said to her own governor that it is not the government's response, the federal government's responsibility and the taxpayers, to heal states who have fiduciary problems. That is on them, and that's what is going to be a real argument and a real debate and battle that's going to take place, because you know Nancy Pelosi automatically defaults to doing what the blue states want and doing things that, reward her and, put money in her pocket and in the pockets of her cronies.
That's exactly right. They have always tried to use any emergency situation to their political advantage, funneling tons of money to their people and their special interest. Now, we've got to stop that. We should look at the Swedish model. Sweden has been able to keep all their businesses open. They're using sane approach. They're keeping space between people. They're using face masks and cleanliness and that sort of thing. But they have done beautifully. Those states that are open, Kristi Noem, South Dakota, and many other of the competent governors, are enforcing that common sense.
Yes, exactly.
That's all we need here is common sense.
And they're looking at the science and they're evaluating the data. They've got their own experts there. And these models that were promoted and pushed upon us, you know, from the WHO, from the Imperial College, models that, you know, from the same people that gave us models that have been ineffective in other cases, whether it was global warming or other issues. Why are we listening to them? Why are we giving them any kind of credence? But, you know, at this point, you know, the cow's out of the barn. And so now we have to figure out how to recover and do it in a sane and responsible way. But I give credit to the American people. They're smart enough to do the right thing. It's not like they want to go out and get sick and, you know, bring the disease back to grandma and have her die because of their irresponsibility. For the most part, the majority of Americans are responsible, and they're going to do the right thing. They're evaluating, just like, Lou, when you leave home every day, there's a risk, you know, a risk analysis that you take when you get in a car and you go to a traffic light. The risk is the other person coming in the other direction may not obey the law and go through a red light. That is the risk, and that happens every day. We know how to evaluate these things. We're big boys and girls. We don't need the government coming alongside and monitoring every step that we take, put us in jail, and, oh, yeah, by the way, the jails are all loaded up, so we're going to let the real felons out of jail in order to accommodate innocent people trying to live their lives according to the U.S. Constitution. Let's put them in jail. How does that make sense?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And our National Tax Limitation Committee is launching a tax reform education project to go along with the reopening so that we train and educate average Americans throughout the country as to how the economy exploded because of tax reform, the elements of tax reform, what has performed for America, and what can restore us to the level of expansion that we enjoyed before coronavirus. So that is a very important element in the time over the next few months, that we restore America and train Americans to understand better that it is the private sector, properly run, that really adds the value to America.
Exactly. Time to make America great again, and it's going to be up to us, we the people. Where can they go for more information, Lou?
To limittaxes.org, and we'll be all working together to make America great again. You bet.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
The price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
frustrated.